The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's presence. Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for the privilege we have to be in your presence. It's always a pleasure to be in your presence because we know in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Spirit of God, we know you've been blessing us since we started the service, and we know yet again you have a lot of blessings in store for us. As we listen to your word again, Father, we ask by your Spirit you will teach us, open our hearts to behold wonderful truth out of the scriptures in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says the rich you sent away empty-handed, but the poor you filled with good things. Father, we have come here expectant today. We come as needy people. We ask, oh Lord, that you will fill us with your goodies in the name of Jesus. Let nobody leave this place the same way they came, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure to bring the word of God to us once again this morning. I want to thank my dad in the Lord and mommy for the awesome privilege to stand before God's people and to bring the word. I do not take it lightly. It's not a small thing to stand before God's people and to bring the word of God. That shows the kind of confidence they repose in us. Hallelujah. If you wouldn't mind, as Daddy will always say, I want you to stand up again so that we take the text for today. 2 Kings chapter 3, and then we'll read from verse 15 to verse 18, and then we join to verse 20. Yes. Can we go ahead? But now, bring me a musician. Then it happened, when the musician played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. 18. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Now verse 20. Now it happened in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by the way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord for us this month is that the month is our month of abundance of rain. There is no more apt time than this present time that we are in to have this kind of word from the Lord. We don't need the prophet to tell us that the country is passing through a lot of turmoil. And the truth is that it is a global thing. It only seems to be better in some places than others. So it takes a lot of faith for the children of God to survive. And that's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Now, in the midst of the economic downturn, in the midst of the scarcity, in the midst of the famine, the mind of God for his own children is abundance. I want you to know that. Yes, the gospel of prosperity might have been bastardized and overblown, but the truth of the matter is that God wants his children to flourish. God wants his children to live in abundance. And we see examples of that throughout the pages of the scriptures. Hallelujah. There was a time in, I think, Numbers chapter 11 when the children of Israel were complaining of flesh, no flesh, no flesh. The Bible says the Lord God caused the wind to bring quails, you know, quails. And the quails so much filled the land. The Bible says like a day's journey on the left a day's journey on, at least you will travel for about 24 hours, you will keep seeing them. They were far more than what the people could gather. That is to show you how God visits people. Hallelujah. Somewhere in 2 Kings chapter 6, the last about 5 verses, the Bible says somebody brought bread of the first fruit to Prophet Elisha. And there were about 100 people. And he said, can you serve them? The Bible says the servant said, man of God, this thing is not enough. He said, thus says the Lord, they would eat and even have leftover. Now, it wasn't the Lord Jesus that was the first person to multiply bread and fishes. Elisha did it in the Old Testament. God was able to supernaturally meet the needs of those people. Now, we read the story of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17. A widow that was just about to gather the last, sticks and then cook the last meal. And then God sent the prophet Elijah to her. First of all, to be a blessing to Elijah, and then for the sustenance of herself and her family. The Bible says throughout the famine, she had enough. The barrel of flour, the cruse of oil never ran out until the day the Lord sent rain on the earth. Now, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus was saying somewhere, he said there were many lepers in Israel, and then God sent the prophet only to Naaman, and then there were many widows in that land, but God sent the prophet to just one. And I've been wondering, why would the Lord send to just one? Hallelujah. There's an advantage we have now in the New Testament times. The advantage is that God has given us faith. And by faith, we can access the promises of God. Whatever God did in the Old Testament, he still has the power to do. Whatever God did for the saints of old, he still has the power to replicate such in our days. Hallelujah. God is still in the business of giving abundance. Jesus multiplied loaves, 5 loaves of bread, 7 loaves for 7,000, and they had leftovers. God is a specialist in meeting people at the point of their need. But you see, there is a difference between God meeting your needs supernaturally, and then God giving you an abundance that you cannot finish. Hallelujah. They are 2 different things entirely. What God has promised us is abundance. Abundance means something that is beyond you. You cannot consume it all alone. You cannot. But God is giving you the abundance so that you will be a distributor, a sharer of blessing, a pipeline, a channel of blessing to others. That is the reason why God is promising us this abundance. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 17, the Bible tells us of that famine in the land and what eventually happened when the prophet told Ahab and said, I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. Not just some trickles, not just little rain. Said, I can hear the sound of abundance. Our God is a specialist in giving abundance. And it is not limited to just food or rain. In the scriptures, we read of abundance of revelation. Now, Paul was talking of abundance of revelation. He was talking about abundance of grace. Whatever God does, he does abundantly. Abundant life. Jesus says, the thief comes not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they may have life and have it how? Abundantly. Have it in excess. Well, version says overflowing life. There's something you cannot finish. You just have to share with others. Hallelujah. So when we talk about abundance, we want you to know that God wants the best for his children. God does not want us to be eking a living. The Lord wants, he wants to pour his brain, his blessings upon our lives. The Lord wants us to prosper in the midst of the famine, in the midst of the hardship. The Lord wants to bless the work of our hand. The Lord wants to surprise us in ways that are beyond our comprehension. I want us to open our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 25, verse 3 to 4. Leviticus 25, 3 to 4. Now here the Bible was talking about what we call Jubilee, the year of Jubilee. That's the year of release in among the Israelites, children of Israel. There was a year that was declared the year of release, when a lot of things will be released. Now, God told them, 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather its fruit. Verse 4. It says, but in the seventh year, there shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for the land, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. That is no planting. No planting in the seventh year. Now, I want you to jump down to verse 20. Verse 20. Now, God knew people would ask questions, such as we ask today. How can God expect me to do this? How can God expect me to give when I don't even have enough? Now, this is God anticipating their question. God said, and if you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? You are telling us not to sow. What shall we eat? Since we shall not sow nor gather in our produce. 21 now. The Lord said, then I will command my blessing. Hallelujah. On you in the sixth year. And it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. Do you get what God is saying? In other words, what it is possible to have the profit of 3 years in a year. That's what God is actually telling them. He said, I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years. Go ahead. And you shall sow in the eighth year and eat old produce until the ninth year, until its produce comes in, you shall eat of the whole harvest. Hallelujah. I thought somebody would say amen. It's a very powerful scripture. God is saying, see, there's a level of blessing that God can give you, such that you will do something small and your harvest will be tripled. You will get manifold blessings. Something that will last you for years. And then God said, you won't even be doing any work. And I'm going to bless you. So it is God's mind, it is God's intention that his children be blessed. Again, Amos chapter 9 verse, let's read Amos chapter 9. The last verse that he quoted this passage for us some months ago, Amos chapter 9, the last verse, and I want us to read it in the Message Bible. Yes, it says, oh, you're not here, the Amos. Let me read it from here. Amos chapter 9, verse 14. Sorry, verse 13. Verse 13. Give us the Message, if you don't mind. Message. Yes. He said, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Hallelujah. That's God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. So you won't be able to keep up. Everything we have will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. That is God's promise for you. I don't know whether you believe it or not, but I believe it with the whole of my heart. God is saying that things are going to happen so fast. You know, this, you are not the one who will do it. It is the Lord that is giving you the promise. Your own is just to believe him. God has given us the word through his servants. Just believe. So many times we argue with God's word. We argue. And that is why we don't get results. We argue too much. It is either we put our questions by the side and believe the word of God as it is. It says you won't be able to keep up. Do you know what it means? The Bible says the blessings will be so much. The King James says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the reaper of the treader of grapes, him that sweat seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. There will be blessings everywhere. That is the word of God to us. Again, Deuteronomy 28 verse 2. You know, that's a passage about the blessings. We love to quote those blessings. They are meant for us to quote, to internalize, to claim them. Yes, it says, and all these blessings shall come upon you and do what? And overtake. What does it mean to overtake? In other words, the blessings will overtake you. You can't catch up. The blessings will be so, the blessings will be ahead of you, all around you. Hallelujah. That is abundance. That is what God is promising us. God is not just promising you enough for you, yourself, and your family. God is promising you abundance so much that you are going to be a blessing to everyone God has connected to you. Hallelujah. You'll be a blessing to the kingdom of God. You'll be a blessing to your family. You'll be a blessing to everyone God is going to bring across your path. That is what God is promising us as we gather before Him. Amen. You know, He was saying, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He that giveth the power to get wealth. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18. God gives power. See, people don't suddenly become, some things don't happen by accident. Some things don't happen by accident. Now, we are speaking as children of God. How can we tap into God's resources? How can we enjoy this abundance that God has promised us? Now, you know, we read some things in the scriptures, and maybe because we have not rightly divided the word, we think that is the norm. You remember when Peter said, silver and gold, I have none. But what I have, I give unto you. Now, that is not a prescription. Just as when Paul says, I was given thorns in the flesh. That does not mean you should be praying for thorns in the flesh. Hallelujah. So when Peter said, silver and gold, I have none, it is not a prescription for us. Praise the Lord. It is not a prescription. He was only saying what was at that time. God wants you to be a blessing, even to His body. You see, everywhere when people, you know, supported the ministry of Paul, He will bless them. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, from verse 18 down to 19, He said, oh, I got the gift you sent to me through Epaphroditus. In verse 19, now said, my God shall supply all your needs. Can you imagine quoting that verse without doing what the Philippians did? They did something that warranted, that caused Paul to pronounce that blessing upon them. So I want us to consider a few principles that I have seen in the scriptures. Principle for divine abundance. Now, I want you to know that God cannot be boxed into a cage. God cannot be boxed into a cage. God cannot... You cannot say this is how God will move. But at the same time, God has principles. Praise the Lord. Let me give you examples of what I mean. God gave abundance to people through several means. Now, in the case of Elijah, in 1 Kings chapter 17 and 18, after the defeat of the prophet of Baal on Mount Carmel, said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And then the Bible says he put his head between his knees and began to pray. And began to tell his servants, go and look. The man kept looking and said, I didn't see anything. Until the seventh time, when he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. And then the Bible says, shortly after that, there was cloud everywhere. The old skies was black. And then there was a heavy rain. That was the way God supplied abundance then. But in the days of Elisha that we read, 2 Kings chapter 3, God told him and said, see, you will not see rain. You will not see wind this time around. Yet, the abundance you want will come. You don't need, what God was saying, God is saying is that, see, you don't need to see any physical thing. God can bring abundance in any way. He is God. He can decide to multiply a few things. And He can decide to rain manna from heaven. All by Himself. But at times He will ask for something from you. You have filled that water pot with water and then it will become wine. Oh, how many loaves do you have? 5. Then he multiplied it. But at the same time, he has the ability to produce manna from heaven all by himself without our work. But we know that God usually doesn't work that way now. I've never seen where God rained manna from heaven in these days. But God has his ways of giving people abundance. So I want us to go through some of the principles that I have personally seen in scriptures. One principle of divine abundance is that you must work. Praise the Lord. You must do what? Work. You must work. You must have some work you are doing. God doesn't bless the lazy people. Lazy man, lazy woman. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but let him work with his hands that he may have to even give. Can you give us that? Yes. That he may have something to give him who has need. In other words, you will have enough and then you will be a blessing to other. Let him who stole before steal no more, but let him do what? Let him labor. As Daddy would always tell us, grace causes us to labor more. That you have grace does not mean you will become lazy, insolent, doing nothing. One principle that God follows is that God blesses the work of people's hand with abundance. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. In that passage about the blessing, it said, the Lord, can you see again? The Lord will command the blessing. God has a way of commanding blessing. The Lord will, that is why we must not be too rational. Don't always think it is your struggle and your sweat that will bring riches or abundance. No. It says the Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all you set your what? Your hand, and it will bless you in the land. That's your work, which the Lord your God is giving you. The work of your hand. So the Lord will command his blessing upon the work of your hand. Will you say amen to that, please? The Lord will command his blessing upon the work of your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, for us in the New Testament, these are promises for us to claim. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, from verse, 20 to 22, says, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus are here and amen. We claim the promises. These blessings are ours. Yes. All the promises of God in him are yes in Jesus. And amen. Amen means may it be so. It is so. To the glory of God through us. We must learn to claim these promises. I am blessed. My children are blessed. Say you'll be blessed. Your storehouses. Now in those days they had what they call storehouses. Storehouses are things like granaries where they store their grains. Barns, you know, where they kept the farm produce. But for us today, those represent maybe your bank account, your stock, you know. We must begin to think like this. Hallelujah. Because we will not be little. Hallelujah. We will not be little. Praise the Lord. He says, my blessing will be upon your storehouses. That is where you store your things. And because you are not hoarding, you're actually a distributor for God, a channel of blessing to others. God's blessing will rest upon it. But you have your store through the work of your hand. You must do something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You must do something. Another thing is that we must learn to prepare for abundance. Somebody say, prepare for abundance. I cannot overemphasize the issue of preparation. Preparation. Faith without work is dead. Faith without work is dead. Show me your faith without your work, and I will show you my own faith by my works. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture says. Show me your faith without your work. You keep praying for abundance, and yet you are not making any preparation to receive the abundance. In that 2 Kings chapter 3 that we read, when God was about to do the miracle, the Bible says, as the musician played, the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And the first thing he said is that, thus says the Lord, make these valleys full of what? Ditches. In other words, dig ditches all over these valleys. Why? Containers. Because God is going to bring rain, and those ditches will serve as containers for the water. Can you imagine if they hadn't done anything? God said, make the valley full of ditches. Make the valley full of the, create containers for the blessing I'm bringing across your path. Make, can you give us in the NIV? Does it use the word ditch? I want to, okay. Any other version that uses something else? Make this valley full of ditches, full, not just few. You know, we must have this. We serve a very big God. Make this valley full of trenches. Not soldiers, we dig trenches and go into the trenches to hide from the enemy. You dig so that when the blessings come, they will be stored in the ditches or the trenches. Make this valley full of ditches. That woman whose husband was the son of a prophet who had died and left a lot of debts, Jack Bezekale, you know, and went to meet the prophet. The prophet, what do you have in the house? All I have is just a small jar of oil. They go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. It depends on how far you can think. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Open it wide. Psalms 81 verse 10. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Jesus told them in John chapter 2, he said, fill the water pot with water. The Bible says, and they filled them to the brim. To the brim. Now, what if they had filled them halfway? They will still get a blessing, but they will get halfway blessing. Hallelujah. So it depends on how much you can trust God. It depends on how much you can prepare. What are you doing? What are you doing in preparation for the blessing you are praying for? What are you doing in preparation for the abundance you want to receive from God? What are you doing differently from the way others are doing it? Hallelujah. We live in a rapidly changing world, and I'm still coming to that. We must learn to think differently and to do things differently. Amen. Prepare for God's abundance. Prepare for God's abundance. And that was the thing, the same thing that Elijah told Ahab. Said, Ahab, prepare. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 44. 1 Kings 18 44. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there's a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, what? Prepare. That's the first instruction. There must be preparation in anticipation of the abundance you want from God. You must prepare to receive from God. Hallelujah. Another principle that runs through the scriptures is learn to know the Lord. Now, we are believers and we are speaking as believers. The people of the world don't believe in this. They will even counter you that, oh, the church people want to take away your money. They want to do this. But if you want divine abundance in the biblical way, these are the principles God has given us. Learn to honor the Lord. Learn to honor the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with your substance. You know, all these arguments on the social media, pastor this versus pastor that on Titan, all those things are not necessary if you are prepared to honor God. You don't need all those arguments to honor God. Forget all the arguments and all the exigencies they are doing. Just learn to honor the Lord with your substance. And with what? The first fruit of all your increase. Now, what is going to follow? Verse 10. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. And your vat will do what? They will overflow. That's abundance. They will overflow with new wine. I can tell you it works. It works very well. I can tell you my experience. It works. Now, we are not doing a transactional relationship with God. It is not as if you are giving to God so that God can multiply. No. You are honoring him, but God himself has promised that when you do this, I will bless you with abundance. It is only a fool or a simple thing that will not take advantage of what God has promised. Hallelujah. Let us learn to honor God. Honor the Lord. In the book of Malachi, God was telling them that, is that the way you honor your governor? You bring all sorts of lambs, you know, goats and lambs that have K-leg and have some form of defect. Then would you honor your governor like that? Honor the Lord. Let us learn to honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 13. You know, that widow of Zarephath. No, there was a small test she had to pass before she was blessed. The prophet told her. Now, if this one had happened in our days, you know what they would have said? That these pastors are wicked. Said, do not fear. Go and do as I have said. But make me a small cake from it first. First. It's like, no. For God, first. They will say they are very insensitive. Insensitive pastors. They collect, they know the situation of the country is hard. They are collecting tithes from people. But if you understand the principles of God, you will not follow them, because it is Christians that you will see on the social media abusing pastors and abusing the same Christians who don't know the scriptures. Said, do it first. Thank God the woman obeyed. The Bible says, afterward, make some. And then she did it. The next verse. The Bible says, she had enough till the famine ended. And she was the only one who received that blessing. She was the only one of all the widows in the land. Thus says the Lord, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day, if it was 100 years, the blessing will continue. That was the way God spared her from that scarcity, that famine of that period. Let us learn to honor the Lord. Don't argue with God. Just obey His word. Let those who want to argue continue to argue. You obey God and enjoy His blessing. It's a principle for abundance in scriptures. Hallelujah. Another principle I want us to know is that do not despise the days of little beginnings. Hallelujah. Yes, don't despise that small thing God has blessed you with. You are a teacher now, and even though we say, oh, the salary is too poor, this is not, it cannot meet any need. Don't despise it. Just start from where you are. One of the principles we notice is that God usually blesses people with what they have. What do you have in the house? All I have is just a jar of oil. Go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. And then this widow of Zarephath. All I have is just a small flour and some oil. How many loaves do you have? Just 5 loaves. Jesus used these 5 loaves to feed thousands of people. What are we saying? That small thing you have in your hand now, keep thanking God for it. Keep thanking God for it. Don't complain. Don't grumble. Grumbling, you know, when the children of Israel grumbled in Numbers chapter 11, they actually got an abundance. But the Bible says while it was still in their teeth, while they were still chewing it, what happened? The anger of God came. Many of them perished because it was an abundance they got out of complaining, out of murmuring. The work you have now might not be what you want, but you know God is taking you somewhere. Let's do something about it. Keep thanking God while you trust God for abundance. It was that little cloud, the size of a man's hand, that the servant of the man of God saw, that later brought that massive rain upon the land. You know, Elijah said, keep going. 7 times he said, all I see is a cloud as small as a man's hand. Elijah said, oh, that's it. Go and tell Ahab, prepare. Get onto your chariot. Run. That small thing, God can turn it into something big for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you know people are doing the same thing you are doing and they are blessed. Right? Yes. Not everybody is complaining. Even in this Nigeria that we are now. In fact, with the state of things, some people are happy. Because this is the time of their prosperity. Hallelujah. Another principle for abundance that I have noticed in scripture is avoid immediate gratifications. Avoid immediate gratifications. That's what I call the Esau mentality. Avoid immediate gratification. Maybe God has given you some things now and you want to start living big now. No, continue to live frugal. Continue with your frugal lifestyle. Continue with it. Praise the Lord. Continue with it. In the book of Genesis 25, verse 29 to 32, we read the story of Esau.
Esau was hungry. Esau was hungry. And because of porridge, maybe the asaro or something, because of porridge, he sold his birthright. He said, of what use is this birthright to me? Jacob was thinking about the future, the right of the firstborn. This man was thinking of how to gratify his hunger. As if he would die if he didn't eat that porridge. He said, sell me your birthright as of today. He said, of what use? The next verse. Look, he said, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me? Esau mentality. Selling your tomorrow today. And many people have, out of covetousness, out of wanting to gratify their immediate needs, they have sold their future. Hallelujah. They have sold their future. They have sold their future. Look, in Philippians chapter 4 verse 12, Paul said something. Philippians 4 12. The great apostle Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. He said, everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. There are times when it may not be as you want it, but that does not mean you have to sell your future. That does not mean you have to take irrational decisions. No. Even Paul says, see, I have learned, it's something he learned. I have learned to go hungry at times. It's actually for the future, because you know that abundance is coming. You have to secure your future today. Hallelujah. It is one of the principles God uses for us. Just because God has given you some change does not mean you have to buy a limousine now. Hallelujah. It may come later. Another principle I see in the scripture is learn to acknowledge God as your source. Learn to acknowledge God as your source. And that brings us to the issue of tithing. I did say earlier that all these arguments about tithing is in the Old Testament, is not commanded. There's no problem with that. God wants you learn to acknowledge God as your source. I hope you know that the least they gave in the Old Testament was not even the tenth. They gave far more than that. But once you learn to acknowledge Him with 10% of your increase, there's a way to tell God that, oh, Lord, you are the provider of this. God says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. I will open the windows of heaven. I'll pour upon you a blessing. Praise the Lord. Now, these are realities. Don't say it doesn't work. Just keep doing it. God will demonstrate His faithfulness to you in many ways. By the time you will start enjoying God's faithfulness, you will look back and you will thank God that you were doing these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us learn to acknowledge God, even in the little, that little. And Luke chapter 16 verse 10 says, if you are faithful in little, you'll be faithful in much. Let me paraphrase it. He that is faithful in the least. If you cannot handle a classroom, who will make you the principal of the school? You will mess up the whole thing. That's what God is saying. Now, if all you earn now is just 10,000 naira, and you cannot give a tithe of 1,000, when God gives you billion, what will you do? You won't be able to give anything. There's something we must learn. Let us learn to acknowledge God as the owner of all things. Owner of everything. Just see yourself as a channel of blessing. Hallelujah. It's a principle of abundance. God says, I will open the windows. Forget all the arguments. Tight is this, tight is that. No, forget all those ones. If you like, keep arguing. The principles of God remain the same. Hallelujah. When they gave to the ministry of Paul, he told them, my God shall supply all your needs. This was the same man who told them that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. See, many of these blessings are positional blessings. Positional blessings means our blessings in Christ, right? In practical, there are certain things you must do. It is like saying that, oh, we are sitting with Christ in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. But you still have to contend with the evil spirit. You still have to cast out demons. Just knowing the positional truth alone is not enough. Hallelujah. Let us learn to acknowledge God. And then, another principle shortly, is learn to align with the Spirit. I have talked about that earlier. Learn to align with the Holy Spirit. You are children of God, and God will be bringing ideas into your mind. Ideas. In John chapter 2, the Bible says Jesus and his mother Mary were invited to a wedding, and they ran out of wine. There was no wine. It is like saying, oh, there's no soft drink for people. And then the mother told Jesus, they have no wine. Mother, what is that to me? Well, thank God for Mary. She told the servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. John 2:5. Whatsoever he saith unto you, just do it. Don't argue. Whatever he says to you, do it. Don't begin to rationalize. How will God open the windows of heaven? How will this happen? How will that happen? It is not your own business. God says, I will open the windows. Just do your part and expect God to do his own part. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then God will bring ideas across our path. The last point I have here is, let us acquire skills and wisdom. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26, we read of the story of King Uzziah, who had skillful men that invented engines to shoot arrows. Yes, 2 Chronicles 26. The Bible says, even then, thousands of years ago, he had skillful men. Brethren, we live in a world of skills. We live in a world of competences. It is what you do now that determines what you earn. There are a few things I have learned in the past years, and I've come to discover that what you study in school, just put it aside. It does not matter. Praise the Lord. It does not matter. God is blessing people through different. We live in a world of skills. You must learn to up your skills. Learn new skills, brothers. The world is fast changing. The world is changing. We must stop doing things the same traditional way we used to do them. Praise the Lord. Don't say, oh, I study Yoruba. Mrs. Alaika. Go and start online class. There are people in the diaspora who want to teach their children local languages. You reach across to them. Before you know it, first year, second year, you may have 10,000 pupils. You are teaching online and you are earning euros. You are earning dollars. I'm giving you business tips. There are things people are doing now. They are even quitting their jobs. People are doing things, innovative things. We have to sit and really strategize. God will give us ideas. You know what Jacob did? It was an idea. He said it was in a dream God revealed to him. Because normally you cannot cut tree, poplar, and put them, and then animals will start giving birth to, you know, animals with different colors. It was an idea he got in a dream. I know a billionaire here in Ilorin that told me, I was asking them, how did you get this wealth? They told me that God revealed it to us in a dream. God is still giving people ideas. Ideas. He can give you what others have not dreamt of, or what others are doing. You will start doing it, and then you will surpass all of them. Hallelujah. We live in a world of skills. As I round up, I want us to know that you don't have to wait until you believe. Don't wait until you believe. Don't wait until you believe. Make this valley full of ditches. This is what the Lord says. You don't have to see rain. You don't have to see cloud. It may not look like it. That's what the Bible, it may not look like it. In fact, if you see anything, maybe all you see is just a cloud the size of your hand. And then we are talking of abundance. God is doing something. Just believe his word. Today we talked about doubt. Believe his word. Don't let us doubt it. The word has gone forth. It is the month of abundance. Go to God. Father, this is what you have promised. I am blessed. My storehouse is blessed. My work, the work of my hand is blessed. My family is blessed. This is blessed. That is blessed. That is the way to claim God's promises. Let's do what God has asked us to do. And then you'll see the promises coming real in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to bow down our head as we pray. I can tell you that God is still in the business of blessing people. God is still changing stories. God is changing stories. God is still giving ideas. God wants you to flourish. He wants to give abundance. That is the word, abundance. One will come upon the heel of another. You won't be able to catch up. Say the blessings will overtake you. The blessings will overtake. That's God's word. You had better believe it. You had better believe it. Don't say, oh, all I just need is just my salary to just, eat my 3 square meal. If that is what you need, there are people who need your help. You can sponsor people in school. You can sponsor mission. You can sponsor events. You can do a lot of things for the kingdom of God. Bow your head and talk to God and say, Father, that abundance you have promised, that abundance you have promised, I receive it. I am blessed. The work of my hand is blessed. My storehouse is blessed. Your storehouse is blessed. I mean, refers to your account, your stock, your whatever you have. They are blessed. Your source of income is blessed. As you wait for God to give you ideas, what you have now is blessed. Declared blessed. Don't complain. Complaining all the time. I'm tired of that job. It's not bringing me anything. Yes, just keep thanking God for it. While you await what God is going to bring across your path. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Father, for the abundance you have promised us. Thank you because your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish the purpose for which you have sent it. Thank you because your children will not live in want. They will not live in lack. The Bible says you prepare a table before us in the midst of the scarcity in town. Lord, you will make a distinction between those who serve you and those who do not. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, our heart's desire and our cry this morning is that your word will come flesh in our lives. This abundance that you have promised us, Lord, let everybody be a partaker of it in the mighty name of Jesus. The word says God is able to make all blessings to abound towards you, so that you, always having sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Father, let it be unto us according to your word. Cause us to have an abundance for every good work. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are grateful. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. Lord, we magnify your name. Is there anyone here you don't know the Lord Jesus? If you have any blessing, it will destroy you. All the promises of God in Christ Jesus. The Bible says they are yea and amen in Jesus. Without Jesus, you cannot access any blessing. Without receiving him as your Lord, you cannot access any blessing. Are you here this morning? You want to say yes to Jesus? Can I just pray with you? Is there anybody like that here this morning? Father, thank you for your children once again. Because your children will become real in our lives. And we will all testify to your goodness. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website, www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.